SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter, sparing the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions, and reversing his past promises a number of times not to use the extraordinary powers of the presidency for the benefit of a family member. Biden had previously said he would not pardon his son nor commute his sentence after his convictions in two cases, one in Delaware, the other California. Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress ready to make some changes.
Having won the election and sweeping the power, Republicans are planning an ambitious 100-day agenda with President-elect Donald Trump in the White House and GOP lawmakers in a congressional majority to accomplish their policy goals. Atop the list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring GOP tax cuts, a signature domestic achievement of Trump's first term, and an issue that may define his return to the White House. The policies emerging will revive long-running debates about America's priorities. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, rough winter weather still has quite a grip on upstate New York and parts of Pennsylvania as well. It is showing signs now of beginning to move very slowly toward the Midwest. Still, there is no let-up to the heavy snow. Meteorologist Philip Pandolfo with the National Weather Service in Buffalo.
Snowfall rates within these bands, the one off Lake Erie, we have already observed snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is extremely difficult for road crews to properly clean the roads. It's simply just coming down too hard and too quickly to keep up with once snowfall rates really start to move into that territory. Off Lake Ontario, we're actually seeing snowfall rates 3 to 4 inches an hour within the heart of this lake effect band.
And this is SRN News. Well, a new study of religion and support for Israel.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts man pleading guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. John Reardon pled guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force and several other charges. Earlier this year, he called a synagogue and left a voicemail making threats to kill members and bombing the facility. This is SRN News. Amazon has introduced robots in its warehouses.
The e-commerce giant says the robots will improve efficiency and reduce employee injuries. Two robotic arms named Robin and Cardinal can lift packages that weigh up to 50 pounds. A third, Sparrow, transfers items from bins to other containers. The company says it's already seeing benefits such as reducing the time it takes to fulfill orders and helping employees avoid repetitive tasks. However, automation also carries drawbacks for workers who might need to be retrained for new positions. John Scott reporting.
Coast Guard says it is searching for 5 people after a fishing boat capsized in rough weather and cold seas just southwest of Juneau, Alaska. The crew on the 50-foot boat had sent a mayday call. The vessel was overturning around midnight. Coast Guard attempts to get more information went unanswered. More details at SRNnews.com.